Chaf hey chislev simen kuflamet test. We're starting Hilchas Chanukah from Halacha Aleph to Halacha Dalet. Here we go. So the Kitzur teaches us a little bit of history, because really one of the main parts of having in mind when you're lighting the candles of the menorah is the historical overview. So by Sheni, second base of Mikdash, when Malchus Yavan, the Greeks were in control. They made terrible decrees against the Jewish people and they stopped their religion. And they couldn't be busy learning Torah and keeping mitzvahs. And they spread their hands in their money and their daughters. They entered into the Heichal, into the Beis HaMikdash. They made protzois. They made holes in the what's called the soig, in that fence that separates between where the non-Jews are allowed to go, meaning that the non-Jews are not allowed to cross. That's why they were so upset about that. There's a beautiful Tosfos Yavtov in Maseches Midos regarding that. And they were metame the taharos, anything that was purely impurified. And it was terrible for the Jewish people, and they created a tremendous pressure. And Torah Kadosh Bohu had Rachmanus, and he saved them from their hands. And that's when the children of the Chashmonaim, Kohanim Gedolim, they killed them, and they saved the Jewish people, and they established a king from the Kohanim. And the Malchus of Yisrael returned, but at least 210 until this actual second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Okay, there's a whole discussion about the fact that they were the one that became kings instead of, they were only Kohanim, really, and really supposed to be from Shevet Yehudah, but that's not for now. In any case, when Klal Yisrael were able to overcome the enemies, it was on the 25th of Kislev, and they entered into the Heichal, into the sanctuary of the Beis HaMikdash, and they couldn't find any pure oil to light. Only one pach echad, one can of oil. That was a jug of oil that was sealed with the seal of the Kohen Gadol. There's a shachal Torah, a beautiful quote in the Krav Yashar, that says that this was all the way from Yaakov Avinu. There's a whole discussion about that. In any case, this pach shemen didn't have enough to light only for one day. Some say actually even for the first day it wasn't enough. And they were able to light the lights of the menorah for 8 days until that was the time that it was needed in order for them to make new pure oil. And because of this, Chacham instituted, the Chacham of that generation instituted that there'll be 8 days that are celebration. And they start from Chafei Kislev. And these days are established as Yemei Simcha Vehala. So there's a whole discussion about the fact that it's Yemei Simcha. By the way, there's a Chasam Sefer, the Pesach Shuvos quote, that says that there's a din d'oraisa in the entire essence of Chanukah. And everything else we do is midrabanan, how to express this din d'oraisa of the fact that we were nitzal, that we were saved. Now, as I mentioned, there's a mitzvah of simcha and halal. Some say actually that the simcha usually means basal. But in any case, we'll see a discussion about whether there's a mitzvah of eating a meal or not. Halal, of course, is the essence of this holiday. And therefore, you light neiros every single night by the entrances of the houses throughout the 8 days in order to reveal and express our appreciation and our recognition and acknowledgement of the miracle. And these days are called Chanukah. What is Chanukah? Because Chanu Chafei. They encamped, they rested from their enemies on the 25th of Kislev. Also, the reason why another reason was called Chanukah is because of Chanukah Sabais, meaning the rededication of the Beis HaMikdash that these enemies impurified. And therefore, and also there's actually another reason for that, is Chafei Pesach was really when the base of the original Mishkan was finished and it was pushed off until Nisan. So this is like, so to speak, a makeup. Therefore, there's a mitzvah to increase a little bit in what's called Su'udais of Chanukah, meaning there's an Indian a little bit to have a meal. Also, the Melechus of Mishkan was finished in the years like we just mentioned. And one should relate to the children, the miracles. And that's why I think, as he mentions himself in parentheses, to look up Yosefun, which is basically Josephus was an historian, to give an overview of what went on throughout those days of miracles that took place in the war. Nevertheless, it's not considered the Suda's mitzvah like a regular Yom Tov, unless in the Suda you have what's called Shiris and Tishbachis, songs and praise to publicize the miracle. And therefore, that's such a key component of the meals. Also, the Kitzur says that you should increase tzedakah during the Mei Chanukah. They are mesugal to fix the pgamim of our soul, the blemishes of our soul, through charity. So there's a big Indian to give tzedakah, especially to those that study Torah. To strengthen those that are learning Torah. Wow, incredible. And this is the Eiros of Tshuva since Tishrei are all lighting up, B'nai Yisrael says, until Chanukah. Also, there's a minhag to give out money to Tinoikos and to Ketanim during Chanukah. And many have the minhag to do it on the night of the fifth night of Chanukah, but you could do it any night. Also, the halacha is that we don't fast on Hanukkah, but the day before and the day after, there's a whole discussion about that. You're allowed to eulogize and you're allowed to fast according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. There's other shittas, there's other opinions regarding that. Third halacha, Hanukkah is permitted. You're allowed to work on Hanukkah. However, women have a minhag not to do malacha so long as the candles are lit in the house. Now, in general speaking, the lighting of the candle, the obligation is for half an hour. From whatever time you light is a half an hour. Nevertheless, there's actually all this discussion of Bazman is there since the Pursumanes is inside the house. So maybe throughout, as long as it's being lit, it's really being Mekayim in the midst. And if it's Shundi Melacha, but the Maisa, they were not so Machman women. Also, what exactly Melacha is allowed to do? Many hold it's just sewing, washing, laundry, etc., but not cooking. So they can make latkes if they'd like to make latkes. Okay, now women are more machmir than men. Technically speaking, if the whole idea of the lining of the candle, they're not doing any melacha, just remember that one of the reasons is to remember that the inalad v'mishtam not only enjoy the light of the candles, and also to show you that there's a mitzvah in these candles. So if that would be true, why is it only applying to, why is it that the women took on this obligation of not doing melacha, this minig? So the reason is because the decree against women is even worse than on the men. Because they made a decree that any besul, any woman that never got married before, has to first be with the hegemon, the type of governor, and therefore it was so degrading and harsh on the Jewish ladies. Also, there's another reason, a positive reason, that the miracle came through a lady. Who is this famous lady? Bas Yochanan Kohen Gadol, the daughter of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Yehudis. I don't know whether he doesn't mention his name. Her name. She was beautiful, and the king wanted to take her and be with her. And she said, no problem. And she gave him cheese, and then he got thirsty. Probably in those days, the cheese was very salty. And then she gave him wine. He got drunk, and she cut his head, and she brought it to Yerushalayim. And when the officer or the governor or whatever it was, the leader, saw this, that the king was basically gone, they started running away. And therefore, there's a minig custom to eat milchiks on Hanukkah. It's interesting. I always say that everyone's busy with the Sufganiyah, which of course the famous Rambam's father says, don't belittle the minhag of the Sufganiyah, has tremendous gulas, etc. One of the gulas they say is that the oil lasts in your stomach for 8 days. But definitely there's a minhag to have milk, zecher to the nes that was done through milk. And the next halacha is all oils are kasher for Ner Hanukkah. But nevertheless, it's a mitzvah and a mufcha to take shemen zayis, to take olive oil. As the Ran says, it's dumi the nes, that was a nes, nes was with the olive oil. But really, all oils are okay. As the Kitzur says, dumi the nes and migdash abim is zayis. But if it's not so common to find, you could use any other oil that has a clear light. Or you could use candles of wax because their light is also zach. But it should not be like a medura, means like a bonfire. Rather, each individual light should be clear and distinguishable. Person should not use wax candles from a base of avodas kochavim that was used for idol worship. Why? Because it's disgusting. The wicks, all wicks are kosher for Ner Chanukah, but the mitzvah in the Muvcha Kitta says to take cotton, tzemer gefen. You do not need on each night to reuse the psilos. Rather, you could use the ones that are already used before. But interesting that the Pesach Tshuva says that since the wick that was used, let's say the first night, is if you're going to use that for the second candle the next night, it's going to be a Yerida B'Kodesh. Why? Because the main candle is the first candle. So therefore, you should make sure that it's actually used for the first candle. So this way, it's used on the same level. Very interesting Chiddush. Lastly, when it comes to electric menorahs, so based on the everything we just learned, you have to have oil, you have to have wicks. So there seems to be a big chesed when it comes to electric. Nevertheless, when a person has a shayla, he definitely has a shayla. Shlomo Zamenhof was actually mounted for the people in the tanks, the light with a panas, with a flashlight. And from what I recall, so if you look in the Halacha Shlomo, he allowed them to make a bracha. And these were probably in the incandescent lights, not the fluorescent lights or the LEDs that we have today, have a beautiful Hanukkah.